Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Activities Director Lee Nelson with Indianola High School about the beginning of the summer sports season. Well, everyone around the area got some good news that the summer sports season is ready to go ahead. Lee, tell us a little bit about kind of your perspective on putting together this obviously different summer season.
Yeah, I don't think the biggest struggle with any of this will be coming up with a schedule, mostly because I think people will be looking for some games. And, you know, as a conference, we're just going to pick our schedules up on June 15th and then finish out the rest of the summer. That's at least from a varsity standpoint. A lot of it with those other levels will come down to numbers. You know, what do we have for pitching? You know, the biggest thing, you know, softball, you can generally play, you know, a couple games a day and, you know, probably get by. Baseball, you can do that every once in a while, but we can't do that, you know, every single day. And with the pitch count in baseball and with the less or lack of preparation that we've had, you know, leading up to the season, you know, we've got to make sure that we're keeping kids safe and arms healthy and know that, you know, it is a little bit of a sprint because the season is shorter, but we have to approach it more like a marathon and just know that, you know, kind of operate with the end in sight.
Well, I think something that you mentioned early on was if there was going to be a summer season, we obviously have to make sure that the kids are ready to play. And I think there is that 2-week window where practices can begin, but games obviously won't start till June 15th.
Yeah, the 2 weeks, I don't think the 2 weeks is such a big deal in a normal world because our kids would have been doing something leading up to those 2 weeks. Now generally we would have three for baseball, and actually this summer softball is going to get three. They've had two in the past. But again, the challenge will be, you know, taking those 2 weeks and with the understanding that, you know, we haven't had to have or haven't been able to have the organized activities leading up to those 2 weeks. So it really does become a balancing act of we want these kids to play games because we know that's what they're looking to do, but at the same time, keep them safe and, you know, operate again with the end in sight.
Well, from an administration standpoint, I know that there is going to be some changes, obviously, with some guidelines on spectators and fans and for what the athletes will have to go through as well. And I know we can't go through all of them now, but just kind of some of the bullet points, at least, that your office knows of right now.
I would say the first bullet point is we have got to operate with a great deal of common sense and know that we can't police every single thing at all times. So it will come down to our fans, to our coaches, to our players, to whoever else is a part of this whole thing, and that we've got to, you know, make sure that, you know, we're doing the things that keep ourselves and keep others healthy to the best of our ability. And not saying, you know, social distance has been a thing that we've talked about quite a bit now for a couple months. You know, the 6 feet, you know, at some point it might happen where you walk closer than that to somebody, and that happens, but we definitely don't need to have people sitting in a big pod, you know, and watching a game. We've got to make sure that we're using common sense, knowing that there are things that we can do to help make this an enjoyable experience for kids. You know, we are, you know, definitely one of the first people out playing organized sports, definitely high school sports, because we play baseball and softball in the summer. So, you know, we are going to get looked at to make sure that we are doing things to the best of our ability. And again, there aren't particular things, but we talk about social distancing. We talk about, you know, if you're feeling some sort of symptoms, don't come. You know, wash hands, do things like that. I mean, it's all the same stuff we've talked about. Now we're just going to kind of practice it in front of other people. So it's really important that we keep ourselves safe, but then also others.
Well, I know that there's been a lot of discussion within the Little Hawkeye Conference. You already mentioned just kind of picking up the schedule where it would have been at. So talk about the feedback from your peers and kind of putting this all together.
I think the biggest challenge was we need to take care of the teams in our conference and then also be flexible enough where we are going to go outside of the conference to look for games. So really just it kind of depends on what your schedule looks like, you know, moving forward. Does that put you in the spot that works for you? If not, okay, the first place I'm going to look is somebody else in our conference. Hey, is anybody else looking for a game here? If so, then we can help take care of each other, because that's really what is going to get us through this next month, is, you know, people, you know, kind of understanding that the overall picture is just bigger than ourselves. So how can we help others? But then at the same time, if we have the ability to play somebody else and it works, I mean, we're going to look that way too. But I think, you know, we just had to figure out a plan for us where we could help and take care of our fellow conference schools. Not saying that we are not going to help take care of the other schools, because that's not true at all. We still have several different non-conference games that we will continue to play on our schedule. But I think that was the biggest thing, is how can we make it best for the 8 schools in our conference?
Once again, that was Lee Nelson discussing the summer sports season. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode.